And we're back here at Athletic Park in Merrill as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Merrill in command here. They lead it 12-3. A couple of defensive changes for the Lumberjacks. Kyle Daniels in the game and will play third base in for Shubring. And Adam Peterson in the game at second, replacing Luke Strick. Both of those guys had pitched tonight. Shubring was circling his arm over there at third like it was hurting a bit, so they get him out of the lineup. And it will be the top of the order for Merrill here in the fifth to face Bryce Widmark. Mason Reinhart will lead things off. He has walked, doubled, scored twice. First pitch is low and outside, ball one. The line and the pitch. It's lifted in the air, should be playable. And it is going to be caught out there. That's Brennan Becker out in left as the shortstop hiding stopped going after, and that ball just tailed towards center field. Becker ran it down. Becker's in left. Tanner Denke has also entered the game for the Lumberjacks. He's in center field. So Denke will bat in Brandt's spot in the batting order, but there's one down on the fly out to left field, and Alex Zettler will step to the plate. First pitch from Widmark down low, ball one. So three defensive replacements here for East in the inning. Kyle Daniel at third, Adam Peterson's in at second, and Tanner Denke in center field with Becker sliding over to left. Next pitch by Widmark misses outside, and it's 2-0 to Zettler. Zettler has a couple of hits, a couple of runs scored, an RBI. Most of the Merrill players fattening up their batting averages here tonight. Next pitch is low and outside. It's 3-0. They have banged out 22 hits in the combined two games. And 22 runs. Next pitch is a strike. 3-1 now to Zettler. Maybe they've used them all up, though. Won't have any left for the tournament game on June 3rd. Next pitch is a strike at the knees, and the count now full, 3-2. I know as a coach, you always like to save some of these runs in these blowout games. Because every game is different. Ground ball to short. Hiding bobbles. He's going to have to hurry. And did he get him? Yes. Corbin with a big stretch. As Zettler stumbled over the bag at first and the umpire rang him up. Close play as Hiding bobbled the ball, but they get the out. Ian Corbett is a goalie on the hockey team, and every play at first, whether it's close or not, he will do the big splits, do the stretch. That time, he needed to do that to get the out. Two down here, nobody on, and Ty Grunewald will step in. First pitch is fouled back out of play, and it's 0-1. They have not retired Grunewald yet here tonight. He has been on base every time. Four hits in the first game. This game he's got a hit, a walk, and a hit basket. Next pitch, that just misses, low and inside. It's 1-1 now. Thing about the high school tournament scenario is, here's the pitch, breaking ball, that's low, 2-1. It's a one-and-done thing, so it doesn't matter. A good team during the regular season can have a bad day. If your pitcher's not on, if you make some errors, the lower-seeded team can win in a situation like that. Here's a long drive to right field. Gritzmacher's not going to get that one, and it's over the scoreboard for a home run, and Grunewald just keeps torching East pitching here with a solo shot to right field, and that makes this a 10-run game, so the Lumberjacks will have to score in the bottom of the fifth inning to keep this one going. I would imagine we get to June 3rd, Ty Grunewald is not going to see much to hit. Why would you pitch to him if you can't get him out at a doubleheader? 13-3 now, Blue Jays. And two outs, nobody on for Alex Klug. Couple of singles and a strikeout.
33, Alex Klug.
Couple of runs scored. Widmark ready to go. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, and that's a bit high, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Next pitch in the dirt. Klug holds off, and it's 2-0. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. A wide of the pitch. Fastball, there's a strike, and it's 2-1. Widmark, long look in, and the pitch. Another fastball that just misses, and it's 3-1 now. Three balls and one strike. And the pitch. That misses outside, and a walk to Klug with two outs. And that'll bring up David Pufall, the center fielder.
Center fielder, David Pufall.
I think we're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher, or maybe not. Looks like Klug will stay in the game. Actually, Klug playing first base this game, so he'll stay in and run. Pufall stands in, first pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one to Pufall. The stretch by Widmark, the check and the pitch. Popped up, shallow right field. Peterson goes out. He's got a beat on it. Now he slides back toward the infield and will make the grab. And the inning is over. But Merrill gets one on the solo home run by Ty Grunewald. And they have added to their lead here. It's 13-3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Athletic Park in Merrill as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lumberjacks are going to have to score a run here to keep this game going. They're down 10 here, 13-3. Heiding will lead things off. First pitch of the ball, 1-0. And the next pitch, fastball that's high and outside, 2-0 now. Yelke trying to finish this one off for the Blue Jays. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Actually, I think he got a piece of that. It's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He chased one out of the zone. Yelke pulled the string on that one. 2-2 now. The wind and the pitch. Another breaking ball. Heiding stays alive. Chops that one foul. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. That's foul back out of play, and the count remains 2-2. East Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. That pitch in the dirt and hiding laid off, and the count is now full, 3-2. Heiding has bounced to the mound and grounded to first. Fouls another one back out of play and stays full, 3-2. Full count. And the pitch. That's ball four outside, and Heiding draws a walk. And Tanner Denke will hit. He came into the game playing the outfield in place of Willie Brand, so Denke will hit for the first time in this game.
Now batting for Wausau East, Tanner Denke.
think he had three at-bats in the first game. He walked and reached on an error. And I'm going to have a conversation with East head coach Steve Heinrich. Normally, when you're down in a situation like this, you would take a strike. We'll see if that's the case here. Long conversation. So Dinky will get into the box with hiding at first base. Lumberjacks need a run to stay alive here. They are down 10, 13-3. The stretch by Yelke in the pitch. He's going to square the bunt. Now pull the bat back and take a strike. And it's 0-1. And Coach Heinrich is not happy. I think he wanted him to get a bunt down here. East was going to play for one run here to try to keep the game going. Heiding leads off. Here's the next pitch. Dinky takes another strike, and he's in the hole 0-2. Nothing in two. And the pitch. That's outside, and it's 1-2 now. Cam Gritzmacher on deck for the Lumberjacks. The stretch by Yelke and the pitch. Breaking ball, high and outside. 2-2 now. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball high. Runner goes. Heiding is going to be safe. The throw is high. And Heiding gets down to second base with the stolen base. And the pitch was a ball, so it's a full count now on Tanner Dinky. He was in the hole 0-2 and has run the count full. And the pitch. That's high and outside. Ball four, so a couple of walks here to start the inning. And that will bring up Cam Gritzmacher. Lumberjacks clawing to stay alive here. And this one. See if the Lumberjacks play small ball here. First pitch, no. Gritzmacher's going to ground a single into right field. They're going to wave Dinky around. He's going to score. And Dinky goes around to third. And Cam Gritzmacher will keep the Lumberjacks alive here in this one with a ground single into right field, which scores Heiding from second and sends Dinky to third. 13-4 now. Two walks and a single to start the fifth inning. That'll get the Merrill bullpen busy. And Kyle Daniel in the game now. He came in to play. He came in for Schubring last inning. And he will bat for the first time in this game and takes the pitch high for a ball. It's 1-0. The stretch and the pitch. That misses a little bit outside, and it's 2-0 now. So Yelke laboring a bit now here in the fifth inning. And the pitch. That's inside, almost hit him, and it's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Daniel taking all the way. It's a get me over strike, and it's 3-1. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. There's a strike. Daniel taking again, and the count now full, 3-2. Ian Corbett waits on deck. The pitch. Daniel gets a piece of it to stay alive, fouls it back to the screen. The count remains full, 3-2. Gritzmacher was on his way from first base on that one. And the pitch. That's ball four high, and that'll load the bases. So, three walks here in the inning and a base hit. Have plated a run and loaded the bases. That pitcher down in the pen didn't have a whole lot of time to warm up. He only threw about half a dozen pitches down there. Brian Artak taking the slow walk to the mound, and that's probably going to be all for Yelke here. 13-4 the score, but East has the bases loaded here in the fifth inning with nobody out. And we are going to get a pitching change, and while that happens, we'll take a break. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here. We're in the fifth inning. Lumberjacks trying to rally from a big deficit. They're still down 13-4, but they have the bases loaded and nobody out. The new pitcher for Merrill is Justin Pyon. He came in relief in the first game and threw a couple of innings in relief, gave up a couple of runs, and he's in a full-blown jam right here. Ian Corbett will stand in with the bases loaded and nobody out. First pitch, Corbett's going to hit a chopper towards second. It might be two. It bounces past the second baseman. One run will score. Here comes the second run, and it will be Kyle Daniel heading over to third base, and the Lumberjacks get a break there. A bad hop, but they're going to call an error on the second baseman for Corbett. And that plates two runs as Dinky, and Gritzmacher come in to score. Kyle Daniel moves over to third, and now East has runners on first and third with nobody out. It's a 13-6 game. And Bryce Widmark, the hitter, he is an RBI ground out and also walked. He's going to hit a ground ball that's short. That might be two. Instead, they're going to go to first to get the sure out. Grudenwald fields it cleanly and throws across the diamond for the out. The run will score, and Corbett moves on to second. Now there's one out, runner at second base. Another RBI for Widmark tonight. And this is Adam Peterson, who came in the game to play second base, replacing Luke Strick. First pitch to him is a strike, and it's 0-1. Peterson batting for the first time. Peterson played second base in the first game, but was DH for. Next pitch is a ball. It's 1-1 now. 13-7 the score. Next pitch, slow curveball, and he dropped it in there. No, it missed inside. Must have missed inside. It's 2-1. Romanski's on deck. He's hit the hard ball hard twice this game. Has one hit to show for it. Swing and a miss by Peterson, and it's 2-2 now. Lumberjacks trying to claw their way back. They're down 13-7. The stretch by Pye and the pitch. Peterson's going to hit a slow roller to short. Grudenwald charges. The throw across is in time with Corbett moving to third, and there are two down. And that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher. He has a single and a hard line out to deep left field. Big run out there for the Lumberjacks. Of course, when you're down as much as they've been, every run is big. First pitch is a slow breaking ball, misses. And it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Pye and the stretch. And the pitch, and that's a line drive base hit. Romanski in the left field will score Corbett. And Romanski has heated it up with the bat here. Drives in the run. Five in here in the inning for the Lumberjacks. And it's now 13-8. Two down, and Brennan Becker will bat here with a runner at first.
Now ready, Brennan Becker.
Stretch and the pitch. Becker takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. The stretch by Pyatt in the pitch, slow breaking ball. That dropped in at the letters, and it's 0-2 now. The stretch and the pitch. That's high, ball one. The stretch again. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Becker chases it. It's in the dirt. He's going to run to first, and they're going to throw him out. The catcher makes the play, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get back in it a bit. They are still down five runs, but they scored five here in the inning. Five runs on just two hits. There was one error and one man left. And the score after five complete is now Merrill 13 and East 8. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Athletic Park in Merrill as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Merrill leading 13-8. And Bryce Widmark back out on the mound.
Number three, Drew Hoff.
And Drew Hoff is going to hit here. Batting for Stevenson, I believe. First pitch is low and outside. Stevenson had a pretty good day in his first varsity action. Hit a home run in the first game. Next pitch is high and tight. 2-0 now. Lumberjacks would love to get a quick inning here and get right back to swinging the bats. Next pitch is high inside again. 3-0 now to Hoff. The wind and the pitch. That's high and tight again. A four-pitch walk to Hoff to lead off the inning. So you just claw your way back into the game, and now all of a sudden, right away, Merrill has a base runner here in the sixth inning. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Justin Payen, who came in for Yelke.
Pitcher Justin Payen.
So it will be runner at first, Payen at the plate, Widmark out of the stretch, and the pitch. There's a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. The stretch, the 0-1 pitch. That's down low, 1-1 now. East Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Payen had a big hack at it, didn't get it. 1-2 now. Long look in. Throw over, and it gets away from Corbett. And the runner is going to go to second base. So a throwing error on an errant pickoff allows Hoff to get down to second base, and that takes away the double play. And the pitch, that's high. 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes. Hunter takes his lead. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. And Payen is gone for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Cole Guskey. He has a sack fly, an RBI ground out. He also grounded out to short. A couple of RBIs for Guskey in this game. And he bats here with an RBI opportunity with the runner at second and one out. Here's the pitch. That's high from Widmark, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. We're in the sixth inning. The stretch, the check. Hiding slides in, but they're going to come to the plate with the pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike on Guskey. And the pitch. Foul back to the screen. He had a good swing. Just got a piece of it. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And here it comes. Widmark in the dirt, blocked by Romanski, keeping the runner right where he is. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Just missed outside. And the count now full, 3-2. Didn't miss by much. Tough pitch to take with two strikes. Count full. And the pitch. That's lined into right field. And Gritzmacher, did he make the grab? I believe he did. They're going to double him off second base. And the inning is over. Gritzmacher with a sliding catch out in right field. And then doubled the runner off second base. And the inning is over. Guskey hit it hard. But Gritzmacher with a nice play out in right field. Hoff was running, thinking that Gritzmacher wouldn't get to it, and the double play recorded. And for Merrill here in the sixth, no runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left. Score after 5.5 remains Merrill 13 and East 8. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Athletic Park as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Let's see if the Lumberjacks can continue their comeback here. They trail 13-8. Jordan Heiding will lead things off here. Swinging at the first pitch. It's a slow chopper to third. Takes a kind of a weird bounce. They'll never get him. Heiding's going to have an infield single to start the inning here. A little chopper down the third baseline. Looked like it hit a hole and bounced sort of sideways. And Heiding will beat it out for an infield single. And Tanner Dinky will bat for the second time. He drew a walk his first time up. Lumberjacks are down 5 here, 13-8. We're in the sixth. Hyen back on the mound for the Blue Jays here. Stretch, and the pitch to Dinky. He lines a base hit to right field. Heiding's going to come around second. He's going to go to third. And the throw comes in, misses the cutoff man, and that's going to allow Dinky to go to second. It gets away, and Heiding's going to come in to score. And Merrill throwing the ball around a little bit, and all of a sudden it's a four-run game. Dinky with the single. Heiding went to third, first to third, and then the throw came into third base, got away, and Heiding will score on the error. And that allowed Dinky to go to second base. Nobody out here in the inning, a run already in. East was down 10. Make that East was down 13-3 in this game. And they have closed the gap now to 13-9, and they have a runner at second base. Cam Gritzmacher will bat now for the Lumberjacks. He has an RBI single, a run scored. He was hit by a pitch. He also struck out. So Gritzmacher digs in, just finished the last inning with a great sliding catch out in right field, and he's going to hit one foul down the first base line. Lumberjack swinging at the first pitch here, trying to be aggressive early in the count. Gritzmacher in the hole, 0-1. Here it comes, breaking ball in the dirt, hops away. Dinky thought about it, but he waited too long. Reinhardt found it pretty quick, and so Dinky will stay at second base. Don't want to run into an out on the bases here. The stretch and the pitch. And a chopper to short. Grunewald charges. The throw in the dirt and gets away from the first baseman. That will allow Dinky to score on the throwing error as Grunewald throws short hop the first baseman. He couldn't make the play. Gritzmacher is safe on the error, and it allowed Dinky to come in and score. And it is 13-10 now, a three-run game. And it will be Kyle Daniel hitting here for the second time. He drew a walk and scored back in the fifth inning. First pitch to Daniel. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up, though, playable for Grunewald, and he will make the catch for the first out of the inning. So East has made it clear here. They're going to go after the first pitch for Justin Payan, see if he can make the adjustment here. He got Daniel to pop up there, and there's one down. Ian Corbett will bat now. Corbett has a single. Two runs scored. He also bounced to the mound. Stretch by Payan and the pitch. Takes the pitch that time. It's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 13-10. Merrill with the lead. We're in the sixth inning. The stretch and the pitch. And that's hit hard. A base hit into left field for Corbett. He turned on that one and ripped it. Ritzmacher will stop at second. And the Lumberjacks will bring the tying run to the plate here. And the person of Bryce Widmark. Widmark has a couple of RBI groundouts and a walk in this game. He also walked a couple of times in game one. So Payan will toe the rubber. Nobody warming up in the Merrill bullpen, so if they make a pitching change, it's probably going to be somebody from on the field. He starts them off with a curveball and drops it in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The stretch and the pitch. Another curveball. Widmark pops it up. Grunewald can't see it. Ball's going to drop into left field for a base hit, and the runners are going to move up. Nobody saw the ball. It was a routine pop-up, and Grunewald immediately put his hands out that he couldn't see it, and it dropped behind him. And the ball, I'm not sure what they're trying to do there as the runners advanced. And the bases are now loaded on a bad hop fly ball. What are they going to call here? Are they going to really call the infield fly on that? He immediately didn't see the baseball. You got to be kidding. That is not supposed to be called until the play is in process and you can tell or not if the play is going to be made. As soon as Grunewald put his hands out that he couldn't see it, that is no longer a routine play. You got to be kidding. They're calling the infield fly. The runners can advance. Are they going to call Widmark out on the infield fly? That's a terrible call. And it will be the second out of the inning here on the infield fly rule. That's just a bad call. You don't make that call right away. You got to wait and see what happens on that pop-up. Adam Peterson comes to the plate now. Two runners in scoring position here, second and third, but now there are two down. Peterson stands in. Pitch in the dirt, pops away, and it will score a run. And the other runner advances to third base. So a wild pitch will score Gritzmacher. Corbett moves up to third. And Bryce Widmark was called out, so Peterson the batter, that's a ball. It's 2-0 to Adam Peterson. So one more out there. It's a 13-11 game. And a 2-0 count on Adam Peterson. Ian Corbett, the runner at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's 2-1. He had a good cut on a pitch up above the letters. Two balls and one strike. The stretch and the pitch in the dirt blocked by Reinhardt. Three balls and one strike on Adam Peterson. The stretch and the pitch. He swings and misses, and the count now full. It's a big run out there at third base. Can make this a one-run game with a base hit. The stretch and the pitch. Lays off. Apparently that was only ball three, so the count now full. It was 2-2 there. the stretch, and the pitch. And it's a base hit into left field. That'll bring in another run as Adam Peterson, who doesn't hit very much, delivers with an RBI single. Corbett scores, and it's a one-run game, 13-12. And Sam Romanski, who's got a couple of base hits and a long, hard out in this game as well, comes to the plate. Tying run is at first, two down. We're in the sixth. East has come back from a 10-run deficit to make it one. Curveball dropped in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And they're staying with Justin Payen here to try to finish this inning. The stretch. And the pitch. Another breaking ball. Romanski just going to dump that one into left field. He was out on his front foot and just dumps it into right field, or left field for a base hit. Runners on first and second now, tying run at second base. And Brian Artak taking the slow walk to the mound, and that's probably going to be all for Payen. First game, every base hit found a hole for the Blue Jays. During this comeback, the Lumberjacks dumping in base hits everywhere as well. Pitching change coming back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Athletic Park in Merrill, and all of a sudden we've got a thriller here. Merrill was in command leading 13-3, but the Lumberjacks have scored five runs in the fifth, four runs here in the sixth. They've made it a one-run game, and they have the tying run at second base, the lead run at first, and Brennan Becker at the plate. Becker has a sac fly and also a couple of strikeouts here, and he'll face the new Merrill pitcher, Alex Klug. Klug moving from first base to the mound, and will try to get out of this jam. Two outs, two on. Brennan Becker digs in. The stretch by Klug and the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. If Becker can reach Jordan Heiding, the top of the order is on deck. Becker, the ninth batter to bat here in the inning. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. He was way out in front. Swung and missed. And it's 0-2. Nothing in two to Brennan Becker. The stretch by Klug and the pitch. Fastball, just missed. 1-2. Klug ready. The check of the runners. Here's the pitch. Becker a little chopper towards second. And it bobbled the ball, and they still got him. They recovered in time. The second baseman stayed with it on the bobble. And made the play. That was Cole Gutsky, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get four more runs on five base hits. There was an error in the inning, and two errors in the inning, and two men left on base. And the score now after six complete is Merrill 13 and East 12. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Athletic Park in Merrill. We go to the seventh inning. Lumberjacks trying to keep it right where it is. It's a one-run game. Merrill leading 13-12. Bryce Widmark still on the mound. Stockowitz re-entered the game, and he will hit here to lead off the seventh inning. Merrill was up 13-3 in the fifth inning, and the Lumberjacks have pulled it within one. Got to keep it right here, though. First pitch to Stockowitz is a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. And the pitch in the dirt. 1-1 now. Stockowitz and then the top of the order for the Blue Jays against Bryce Widmark here in the seventh. 13 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Merrill. 12 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for the East. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. The wind and the pitch. That's high. 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. And there's one down here in the seventh inning. That'll bring up the top of the order. Mason Reinhart, the catcher. He has doubled, walked, scored twice, grounded to short, and flying to left. Widmark ready to work. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. And the pitch. Another curveball. That stays up. And it's 1-1 now. Looking ahead to the bottom of the seventh, East will have the top of the order up. The wind and the pitch. That's outside. And it's 2-1 now. Widmark ready. Here it comes. High with the fastball. 3-1. Don't want to give any freebies right here. Make him hit to get on. He'll take a walk around the mound. Settle down a little bit. Three balls and one strike to Mason Reinhart. Here it comes. Fastball. That's ball four inside. And Reinhart draws a one-out walk here in the seventh. Widmark, with the exception of one bad inning in the fourth, has pitched pretty well in relief. He came in back in the second. Ben Schubring struggled, couldn't get out of the second inning. Widmark had a bad inning in the fourth where he gave up five runs, but other than that, only one run allowed. Now he steps off, throws over, and the runner back. He had retired five in a row before that walk. The stretch and the pitch. That's a bit inside, and it's 1-0. I want to put two guys on with Grunewald coming up. They haven't been able to get Grunewald out. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Prefer to get a double play here if you can. And leave Grunewald sitting in the on-deck circle. The stretch and the pitch. That's high and inside. 2-1. Two balls and one strike, one out, runner at first for the Blue Jays. They lead it by one, 13-12. The stretch and the pitch. That's high again, and it's 3-1. You can tell that Widmark's probably getting a little tired. Normally when a pitcher gets tired, he starts leaving things up. 3-1. And the pitch. And that misses outside, ball four. So a couple of walks will put runners on first and second for Grunewald. Lumberjacks really don't have many options for the mound here. This may be Widmark's game to win or lose. He's got to get Grunewald here to hit something on the ground if he can. Here's the pitch. That's low and inside, ball one. Stretch and the pitch. Check swing, and it's a ball, 2-0. Scott Schubring is going to go out and have a conversation with Bryce Widmark and Sam Romanski. Grunewald homered his last time up, and they have not retired him yet. You know, even if you would load the bases, it might not be the worst thing in the world to walk him. Bring Klug to the plate. Klug's a good hitter, no doubt about it. In fact, they've been having trouble getting him out tonight, so really pick your poison here. Klug had a three-run homer back in the first game. This game, he's got a couple of singles and a walk. I think if you go 3-0 here, 3-0 on Grunewald here, you put him on. You don't give him a meatball pitch, because I would imagine he'll have the green light 3-0. 2-0 right now. Widmark the stretch. And the pitch. There's a high strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. The stretch. And the pitch. That's a little bit outside and up. It's 3-1 now. If you're Grunewald, you just have to be salivating now, knowing that if Widmark's coming in with a pitch, it's going to be something you're going to be able to drive. 3-1 the count. Here it is. Swings and misses. He was late, and he's shaking his head. Can't believe he missed that pitch. 3-2 now. Three and two, one out, runners on first and second. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed, he struck him out. What a big out for Widmark right there. The first time they have gotten Grunewald out tonight. And there are two down here in the seventh inning, and Alex Klug will come to the plate now. Klug has singled twice, as we said, in this game and walked. He's also struck out looking. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, and that's a strike. And it's 0-1. Widmark, a long look in. Gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. Breaking ball, and Klug way out in front, and it's 0-2. They've got Heiding and Peterson playing straight up now, letting the runner take his lead with two outs. Can't make anything too good here. Make him chase one. Here it comes. That's high. And it's ball one. One ball and two strikes. Two outs. The stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball again. Grounded in the hole in the left field. Actually, Heiding knocked down the ball. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's going to short hop. Hromanski makes the tag. Oh, he dropped the ball. Throw to second is going to be in time, though, to end the inning, but the run scored. Heiding dove and knocked that ball down before it got to the outfield. They had a play. He hesitated for a moment before he threw home, and he short hopped Sam Hromanski. The run scored, but Hromanski threw out the runner trying to go to second base to end the inning. But a big run scored right there by the Blue Jays with two outs on the base hit by Alex Klug. It's now 14-12 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Athletic Park in Merrill. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Last shot for the Lumberjacks, unless they can get a couple now. Merrill able to push across a key run to take a two-run lead here. Lumberjacks trail 14-12 at the top of the order up. Jordan Heiding will lead things off here. He has singled and walked, scored twice in this game, also has a stolen base, and has bounced out a couple of times to the infield. Willie Brand on deck. He will re-enter and hit for Denke. Gets second this inning. And Alex Klug will try to close things out here for Merrill. The wind and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. East isn't going to wait around. They're going to go after the first pitch. They did last inning successfully, scoring four times. But Heiding didn't get that one. 0-1. Here it comes. Breaking ball, and Heiding out in front of that one. Swung and missed. It's 0-2. It was probably a 15 to 20 mile per hour difference on those two pitches. Heiding was way out in front. Nothing in two. Here it comes. Fastball again. Just misses, and it's 1-2. All of these players up on the dugout step at the fence looking for the comeback here. They've already fought their way back from a huge deficit. Next pitch is low and outside with the fastball, 2-2. We talked earlier today about not quitting. And boy, oh boy, they certainly could have packed it in when they went down big in the second game after being pasted in the first game, but they were able to fight their way back. Here's the pitch. Fastball popped up but foul and out of play, and Heiding stays alive. It's 2-2. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Also, CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The line by Klug, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Heiding fought that one off and fouled it out of play. Stayed alive. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on. Leading off here in the seventh inning, Jordan Heiding. Here it comes. Another breaking ball, and Heiding's going to hit that one. A little looper to short. Grunewald makes the play, and there's one down. He got it, but didn't hit it hard enough to get over Grunewald's head, and there's one down here in the seventh. And Willie Brandt will re-enter and bat for Denke here. Brandt hit twice earlier in the game, popped up to third, and grounded out to short. And he's going to try to get on here and bring the tying run to the plate. Here's a line drive, base hit into center field. Turned around that first pitch and lined it into center for a base hit. And the tying run comes to the plate now in Cam Gritzmacher.
Number 13,
Gritzmacher has a hit. He reached on an error, scored two runs. He was also hit by a pitch and struck out in this one. And he will hit here with one down and Brandt at first base. The stretch and the pitch. And the dart gets away from Reinhardt to the screen, and Brandt will advance. And that should take the double play out of the equation, unless there's a line drive hit hard somewhere. 1-0 to Gritzmacher. Ben Schubring on the in the on-deck circle. He's going to re-enter and hit for Kyle Daniel here. As the Lumberjacks pulling out all the stops to try and come back in this one. Brandt takes his lead at second. Here's the pitch. Gritzmacher takes a strike. Fastball right down the chute, and it's 1-1. Right fielder is very deep here for Cam Gritzmacher. Center fielder not that deep. Second baseman shading up the middle, trying to hold Brandt. Now he trots back to his position. Klug with the stretch and the pitch. In the dirt again, once again gets away from Reinhardt, and Brandt will go to third. That's a breaking, a hard breaking ball way outside, and Reinhardt tried to backhand it, couldn't do it, it went back to the screen. 2-1 on Gritzmacher, and now Willie Brandt is at third base. And boy, how big does that run that Merrill got last inning loom right now? 14-12 the score. Tying run at the plate. East has a runner at third with one out. The stretch and the pitch. Swings and misses. Not a good swing right there by Cam Gritzmacher, and it's 2-2. That was a really defensive swing on 2-1. 2-2 the count. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. He fought it off. Popped it up, though, in foul ground. It's going to be caught by the first baseman. Yelke makes the catch, and there are two down. Late swing on the breaking ball, and Gritzmacher pops it out. Now Merrill one out away from finishing this one. And Ben Schubring will re-enter and hit here for Kyle Daniel. Schubring walked and scored back in the second. He also flew out to left before leaving the game. Schubring has the pop to hit it out of here. If he gets a pitch, he can pull. It's only 3-0-3 down the line here in left field. Schubring the tying run at the plate. Willie Brandt at third base. Two down, though. And Klug trying to finish it. Here's the first pitch breaking ball, and he dropped it in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one on Ben Schubring. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, and that just misses. 1-1. One ball and one strike. The stretch and bat. Here it comes. Another fastball. That's down low, and it's 2-1. Ian Corbett is on deck for the Lumberjacks if Shubring reaches. Corbett has a couple of hits in the game and three runs scored. And Sean Schultz is going to go out and have a conversation with his pitcher. He tells the catcher to stay where he is. I think basically telling him that that run at third doesn't mean anything. Go after the hitter here. Don't want to put him on, though, with a walk and put the tying run on base. Well, you can't throw Shubring a meatball because he can hit it out of here. So let's see what Klug decides to do here, 2-1. He's thrown his curveball for strikes on a few occasions here in this relief stint. That's a fastball. It's going to be grounded up the middle. Grunewald up cleanly with it. The throw across is in time for the out. That was a tough hop right there, and Grunewald made the play, and the ball game is over, and Merrill escapes with the win here, and escape is the right word, as they pull out the victory by a score of 14-12, stymieing a Lumberjack comeback that saw East put 9 runs on the board in the 5th and 6th innings. We'll come back, recap it after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Athletic Park, where the Lumberjacks drop a doubleheader here tonight to the Merrill Blue Jays, losing the first game 10-3 and the nightcap 14-12. East was down 13-3 going into the bottom of the 5th inning in this one. They were able to claw their way back, pull within one. They had the tying run on second base in the 6th inning and couldn't get him in. And then they had the tying run at the plate in the 7th inning, but Merrill was able to close it out and get the victory here in this second game and sweep the doubleheader. Merrill jumped on East quickly in this one, scoring 5 runs in the first inning. They added 2 more in the second to go up 7-0. East responded with 3 runs in the second inning of their own. An RBI double by Luke Strick and a sack fly by Brennan Becker brought in the runs, and it was 7-3. Merrill scored 5 more in the fourth inning. And then 1 more in the fifth to go up 13-3 before East rallied. 5 runs in the fifth, as they were able to string together some hits and walks, take advantage of a couple of errors. And then 4 runs in the sixth inning for the Lumberjacks as well before coming up short. Merrill was able to add a key insurance run in the seventh inning to go up by 2, and then able to hold off the Lumberjacks in the bottom of the seventh and pull out the victory. Winning pitcher was Brad Yelke, despite struggling in the game, giving up 7 runs. By my account, 5 of them earned, 2 strikeouts and 5 walks, but Merrill never gave up the lead, and Yelke will get the win. Alex Klug will pick up the save. Ben Shubring takes the loss. He gave up 6 earned runs in just 1 1/3 inning of work. 14 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors for Merrill. 12 runs, 11 hits, and 4 errors for the Lumberjacks. With the victory, Merrill goes to 9-11 on the season, and with the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 6-11. Well, East has the holiday weekend to get away from baseball a little bit and to regroup, try to come back with a strong final week of the regular season. 3 games on the schedule next week before the tournament starts. They'll get another look at these Merrill Blue Jays in the first round of the tournament June 3rd, right back here at Athletic Park in Merrill. That's going to wrap things up tonight from Athletic Park in Merrill. Thanks to Joe Malone, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And thank you for listening. It's been a long night and a tough night for the Lumberjacks as they drop a pair here, losing 10-3 and 14-12. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to East Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.